What is up, everybody? This is Ryan here with you today. I'm going to go over, can the majority of your revenue come from existing customers? Which is like an oxymoron to most people that I see and I talk to, and it's often overlooked. But what you'll see is with bigger deals, you could scale massively by doing this. So I'm excited to dig in and give you some nuggets or some lasers, whatever the heck you want to call it, from three different billion-dollar companies and the outcomes that they're using to do this and how it can apply to your business as well. What's up, everybody? This is Ryan Staley, and you are listening to the Sales and Marketing Built Freedom podcast, where we share with you the underground ninja skills and tactics the top sales and marketing leaders are using to create financial and lifestyle freedom. And the question that everybody is asking is, how do I create financial and lifestyle freedom for me? That is the question, and this show is the answer. What is up, everybody? This is Ryan with the Sales and Marketing Built Freedom podcast. Today, we are going to go over, can the majority of your revenue come from existing customers as you scale, right? Everybody always wants to scale. Everybody always wants to grow. They'll take VC funding. They will take PE funding. They will do whatever they can. And a lot of times, one of the best assets to make that a reality is literally sitting right next to you. They're your buddy. They're sitting on the couch next to you. You're talking to them, and they have the key to help you make that a reality. And you are ignoring it. You're totally ignoring it, and you completely just are blind to it. So basically, what I'll take you through. And like, I mean, here's the funny story. It'd be like that person that growing up with, you were always just friends with, and then you really had a crush on them, and you didn't know it until it was too late. You know, so that's kind of an example here. So I'm gonna walk through a few examples that I think really, really illustrate what the opportunity is. And I know what you're going to say, but I'm going to get to that a little bit later. However, this is something that can massively help you scale up. So I want to share it with you. Anything I find like that, whether it's something that I create, a combination of multiple things that I put together, or, you know, I see something amazing from someone else, you know, like I was reading an article in Saster by Jason Lemkin, and he put it together a really, really good article on it. So I give him massive props. But one of the things that I saw is, you know, kind of the question was, can the majority of your revenue come from existing customers as you scale for SaaS and tech companies? And so some of the things that he illustrated were pretty cool. He brought up the fact that 73% of Salesforce's new bookings came from existing customers. 73% from existing customers. How crazy is that? Now, in my experience, I've seen as high as 80 even within years. So it's something great. Obviously, you got to keep adding those new logos so you can keep building it up. But, you know, you get a semblance of that, but then you get that revenue from the existing customers because the deals close and maybe a third of the time. You don't have to go through all the paperwork again. On top of it, too, you have relationships. The trust is already there. So it's a massive lever. Okay, so that's an example of Salesforce. I'm going to walk you through a couple more of these just so you have an understanding. Another one is that you could look at is Zoom. So, you know, Zoom, I don't know, Zoom's about $2 billion in revenue, $2.5 billion in revenue, something like that last year. And what they're seeing in this space is their existing customers buy 30% more every year. And have for 13 straight quarters. Now, granted, there's some things that have been going on in the world that might affect Zoom a little bit, but that wasn't going on for 13 straight quarters. It's maybe going on for five, right? So they're clearly doing something to continually upsell and expand what people are buying. And that's from small, medium businesses. That's not even from enterprise companies. So they have a really strong mechanism in terms of how to do that. Okay. So that's really critical. Okay. And then the last but not least is Slack, right? Slack just got bought for 27, I think 28 billion from Salesforce. And so they're at a 1 billion annual recurring revenue. $1 billion in annual recurring revenue. How crazy is that, right? And so basically they are adding more seats from existing customers than net new ones on a continuous basis. And so like basically they grew with new customers at 35% clip, but are growing faster on the existing side, and that's 40% plus. Okay, so those are three examples, and this is what I was talking about before. You're probably like, well, Ryan, I am not the size of Salesforce. Ryan, I'm not the size of Zoom. Or Ryan, I'm not the size of Slack. That's right, you probably aren't. Not very many companies are. However, there's something beautiful in the simplicity of this success. And what that is basically, I've seen companies that have massive targets. You know, they, for example, they might have 6 months left in the year. They're $1.5 million company and they want to hit another million in revenue. And the number one fastest way for them to do that is to create an upsell, cross-sell, and expansion engine. And that's what I help companies do. That's one of the things that I help them implement. And so by doing that, what they're really looking at and what they're really experiencing is, you know, a lot of companies are so focused on that net new logo, because if you think about it, that's really where you start when you're building a company and you have to keep growing. And so that's, but also what the market's conditioned to. There's so many lead gen companies out there. There's so many sales tech tools. There's so many MarTech tools around cold traffic. Now, granted, there's ones around existing as well. So don't get me wrong. However, you know, one of the things that you'll see, there isn't a lot of focus or there isn't a lot of light that's shined upon that part of the business. So a real simple way to do it is, one, you know, understand your customer. Two, have a continuous review process with them. Three, compensate your customer success on upsell and expansion and your sales team. So you have like a combo too. And three, always be seeding or selling in every review. And the way that you do that is by every time you meet with the customer, outside of trying to execute at a massively high level for what you do, you also understand their new problems. Because every time a problem is solved, often there's five new problems that result in that. And if you're one of those people that continuously helps in answering and solving those problems, new opportunities will pop up. A lot of times it might not even be in their department and they'll refer you to someone cross department. So you expand into a different offering that you've never had before. And I'll give you a real example of this. Here's a quick story. So I'm not going to say when, but in my sales career, when I was a sales leader, there was my role got shifted in basically all net new business, right? And I had to build a team around that. And there was another person that came in, and that person was solely responsible for existing business or upselling existing business and expanding. And what happened was, this was the first time, because I had both pieces of the business before, where it was upsell, expansion, cross sell, and then on top of it, net new. However, in this situation, the roles were split. And here's what I would tell you. Like, the guy was a really nice person, much different skill set level than me, and he absolutely destroyed me in terms of the numbers. And that's because he was laser focused on upselling, expanding, and within the current base. And so as a result of that, what I would encourage anyone to do, whether you're a full cycle rep or you're a company that just crossed $1 million in revenue, in annual revenue, is really orchestrate a way where you continually, A, provide value, B, solve existing customers' problems, and three, upsell, cross-sell, and expand to existing customers. So then you could start to create a reoccurring engine of growth, just like Salesforce did, just like Slack did, just like Zoom did, so that before you know it, one of these days you'll get as big as them, right? That's the goal. So wanted to share that with you today. Those stats like jumped off the page at me. And I think a lot of times people step over dollars to pick up pennies because they think that net new customers are the only way to go when there is so much sitting right next to them, right in front of them. So happy you joined me today. If you need any help with this, just there's a link in the show notes. Feel free to book a call and we can talk through it and see if I can help you out. Otherwise, really, really appreciate you listening today. And I'll see you on the next episode. Thank you for spending the time with me today. I know that time is one of the most valuable resources, so I truly honor and appreciate you coming along this journey with me. One of the things that I want to ask you is if you really truly enjoyed this and know someone that this can make an impact on, please share this episode with them. If you're on a journey for financial and lifestyle freedom, it is always exponentially better if we're building a tribe with like-minded people who are on the same journey. In addition, I have an amazing PDF for you that could be career-changing in terms of the content. Essentially, what it is are the top 10 questions that every big customer is asking behind closed doors that no one is telling you about. I'll put a link for it in the show notes, so check it out. It's my free gift for you for being a part of this launch and being a part of this journey with me, and I hope to see you soon.